May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, comedian Ray Romano once said, when you want to talk to a kid on the phone, you got to remember the conversation could go in any direction. You just got to get ready. There's no segue in the conversation. Dad, are you coming home tomorrow? No, I'm not. I have 1,000 pennies. Come on, kids, you know. Anyway, children, well, every church that's advertising for a new priest always says, we want to attract families with children. And whenever we hear the late Whitney Houston sing, it soars when we hear her sing, I believe the children are our future. And even our Constitution, the preamble swells with the grand hope of securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. But of course, any public school teacher can tell you the heartbreaking stories of children who've been failed by parents, by other teachers, institutions, by churches, government policies, the whole gamut of the social safety net. We live in a sin-ridden world where the most vulnerable end up being the targets of evil people. Innocence is no panacea for the ills of wicked men and women, and even the most well-intentioned systems stumble at the demonic levels of selfishness that motivate a person to take not only candy from a baby, but basic necessities as well. Which is why I was actually pretty shocked when I started researching the lectionary for readings that align today with our vignette from Christ's life that we see when Jesus blesses the children. The story shows up in all three of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But only Mark's reference occurs within the three-year lectionary cycle. And even then, it includes the whole huge, broader context that focuses on adultery and marriage. So no focus on just the story of Jesus blessing the children by itself. But if you do a search in the Bible for references of children in Scripture, there are plenty of verses that pop up. And of course, children are considered a boon, not a burden in Scripture. And as difficult as it is to raise children in today's world, I believe that we can all agree that children are indeed a blessing from God. So I chose the selections from the Psalms, Deuteronomy, and St. Luke that we read today, thinking about both how children are a precious gift from God, as well as how we each bear some part in passing on the good inheritance of Christ's kingdom to those who come after us. Psalm 147 is a catalog of rejoicing. It lists all the many ways that God blesses his people. But of particular note are lines that pop up in there like this. The Lord lifts up the lowly, but casts the wicked to the ground. And of course this. He has blessed your children within you. The Lord is in the business of taking weak things, things underestimated, things of little account in the eyes of the people of the world, and making them great, thus showing his glory and power. So people who are weak, poor, and young, while overlooked by the broader society, are precious to God and elevated over the wise, the rich, and the powerful. God not merely provides for the lowly, he transforms their fortunes so that this fallen world might realize that God alone is able to accomplish whatever he sets his mind to do. So children, as you might imagine, have a special place in God's plan, not just merely a cherished spot in his heart. And we get a peek into that plan when we consider the words of Deuteronomy, where God implores his people not just to learn, not just to obey his law, but to pass it on to their children, to instruct them, to teach them. Our loving Lord is setting up his people for spiritual success. We often get lax when we think we only have to worry about ourselves. But when we wake up to the fact that God wants us to pass on something, a heritage, a legacy of righteousness and blessing to our flesh and blood, well, the Spirit lights a fire under us, motivating us to be careful in our words, faithful in our deeds, and dedicated in our mission to pass the faith on. And not just for our own kids. Both godparents and the congregation as a whole are enjoined each time we baptize a young life to do our part to model and share the deposit of faith that Jesus has entrusted to us. We don't believe only for ourselves. We share what we believe with the generations to come so that they might partake of the good things of Christ's kingdom. Which brings us to the main story, our brief but potent gospel lesson today. The disciples may have thought that they were doing Jesus a favor, shooing away the kids. Oh, Jesus is too important to be bothered with these rugrats. In fact, just the opposite was the case. Jesus rebukes his disciples and welcomes those youngsters with open arms. He prays for them. He bestows upon them the very blessing of heaven. He even makes children a model for us. We are to emulate the guileless way that children extend trust to their parents in the way that we show faith in God. Childlike faith is neither childish faith nor some sort of juvenile lack of faith. Childish faith is stubborn, conceited, and turns Jesus or the Bible into a mere talisman instead of relating to God as a person. Juvenile faithlessness is cynical, short-sighted, and treats God like some math equation that we want to prove or disprove. But childlike faith is humble, asks questions, and relies on God based on his fatherly love. And if we approach God with faith that's as natural and as dynamic as a child's simple trust in his or her parents and their love for them, we'll discover all the wonders of God's kingdom. The fullness of our triune God and his purposes are within our grasp when we come to Jesus with a trusting heart and an open mind. Yet if we persist in our arrogance, in treating God like an object and limiting our vision to just the five senses, and proof texting our confirmation bias, and relating to God and neighbor as potential enemies instead of friends waiting to be made, we'll miss out on Christ's kingdom. And I'm talking about more than just questions of heaven and hell. We'll miss out knowing the joy of God's revelation progressively unfolding with aha moments in our lives. We'll miss seeing others come alive to Jesus because we've shut the conversation down with our militant preconceived notions. We'll miss recognizing the myriad ways that God shows his love for us in the mundane because we've demanded an all-or-nothing mountaintop experience to become the litmus test of our day-to-day spirituality. We'll miss getting the chance to know God because we'd rather only know about God or pretend that God doesn't exist. This morning, all of us kids here from 1 to 92, don't let some misguided disciple push any child, including you, away from Jesus. Don't treat children as second-class citizens. If they're important to Jesus, they're important to us. Do everything you can to ensure that you're modeling and passing on the faith once delivered to the saints. And then approach God with childlike faith yourself. Don't let a bad experience with the church or a clergy person or some false impression about who God or the Bible or his people are hold you at bay. Don't let some inner conviction that you use to protect a sore spot in your soul remain an obstacle to your encounter with the God who makes, rescues, and restores us. Come to Christ with childlike faith. Sit upon Jesus' knee. Let his hands rest upon you. Hear the words of the Word made flesh as he speaks to you. And let his kingdom shower blessings on you as the Holy Spirit rains down upon your dry and thirsty soul. Let the Son of God point you to the love of the Father by means of the indwelling Spirit. This morning, if you want Jesus to bless you and your children, join me in this prayer. Jesus, I come to you as a little child. I can't live this life alone. I know I do wrong. I know I hurt others. I know others have hurt me. And if I'm honest with myself, I'm scared to face this life by myself. But if you're willing to accept a mere child, I'm willing to risk that you'll accept me. Give me childlike faith to trust you. Let me feel the Father's love. Open the windows of heaven that all the blessings of the Spirit might blow in my life as a refreshing summer breeze. And help me to live each day secure in the knowledge that your love never ends, never fails, and never fades away. Renew me this day. And empower me to share the good news of your love with every child in both word and deed. In your strong name we pray. Amen.